If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
One of the most interesting people I have met in as long as I can remember is a man named Steve Sarowitz. He lives in the suburbs, and most of my friends are city people. But he is a very thoughtful guy. He's a runner, so we don't have that in common because I don't run. But I do like to think, and he's a very thoughtful guy. He's a philanthropist, he's a movie maker, and he's a movie theater owner. Steve, are you on the phone?
I am. Nice to talk to you.
You too. You too. I miss seeing you. I should drive up there and say hello. What he has done, and when he did it, he has transformed a kind of small group of theaters in Highland Park into something called the Wayfarer Theaters. And in September, there's a lot going on there. Steve, I remember when you first bought the theaters and transformed them, you had a lovely interview with my colleague Michael Phillips in the Tribune. Michael's, did you hear what happened to Michael? He's left the Tribune. Isn't that sad?
Where'd he go?
He doesn't know. He doesn't know. He took the buyout, and it's tough times for newspapers. But you told him, in regard to those theaters, you said you want those theaters to be a refuge from negativity and division. So you talk to me a little more. I've heard it, but I'd like other people to hear it about your philosophy of what sort of movies you intend to show there. And we'll talk about what's coming up in September because it's very exciting. You're not going to show slasher films, are you?
No, we don't show horror films. We don't show violent films. I believe that what we ingest, whether it be art or music or movies, is really like the type of food we eat. It's spiritual food.
Yeah.
So what we're putting into our souls, what we're putting into our minds, actually affects us. And so our goal at Wayfair is to bring entertainment to elevate it and to really, there's a lot of negative things in the world today, and we want to be a positive oasis in a sea of negativity.
That's a great thing. And you also make movies, too. You have a production company, but I'm concentrating specifically on the theaters. How has it gone so far? How has this piece with Michael, and you opened these theaters, last year in 2024? Am I right or am I wrong?
We opened 2 years ago in 2023.
Okay.
And we were the number one fastest growing theater year over year that year. We put a lot of money in, a lot of promotion, and we still have a ways to go. This community was really injured when we opened.
Yeah.
The theater was a ghost town.
Yeah.
Because we had just had a mass shooting.
Yeah.
The year before.
Yeah.
And people were afraid. Between COVID and the mass shooting, it was a terrible mass shooting. I was actually there. Down the street when it happened. People were just gun shy. I shouldn't use that term, but they were scared.
No, I understand.
To get into a theater.
Sure. They were scared. Well, they're scared of going out, I think, too. Did you not find? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. So theaters really took a hit. So our theater had taken a double hit.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're really resuscitating and bringing it back to life. But, what's really nice is every day I'm out and about in Highland Park, someone stops me and says, thank you for what you're doing with the theater.
That's
so
great.
I really think people here recognize that. And I hope that people in some of the nearby towns like Lake Forest and Deerfield and Glencoe also start finding out more about our theater.
Well, I'm all for people in Chicago finding out about your theater because I find a lot of my friends and a lot of people of a certain age in town are still afraid to go out, afraid to do those sort of communal things, going to clubs, going to theaters that used to be the lifeblood of the city. This September is going to be really, Steve, I can tell you how impressed I am by what's going on at the Wayfarer Theaters. In September, you're saying, your press release says, Wayfarer Theaters bring Hollywood to Highland Park with exclusive screenings. The other thing about the Wayfarer Theaters is you will see there movies that you might not see, you know, in every multiplex across the Midwest, correct? I mean, it's a pretty exclusive kind of venue, yes?
Yes. In fact, our number one movie for the last month has been Bad Shabbos, and I believe we're the only people showing it in the Chicago area. It's a funny movie. It's a Jewish family and an accidental death. But in our community, which has a lot of Jewish residents,
oh, absolutely.
It's been a big hit.
Sure, sure. How often are you there? How often do you go to the theater, Steve?
I am generally there every week.
Nice.
At least I try to go once a week. September might be a little hard because I'll be traveling, but I will be there. Typically, I try to stop by once a week. I try to see at least half the movies we show so I can see what we're showing. I'm really passionate about movies. I'm extremely excited about the lineup we have coming in September.
It's unbelievable.
We have coming in September.
Let's start. We'll start with the first one, which kicks off on September 12th. Tell me about Code 3. What is that about? It stars Rainn Wilson.
Yes, and don't forget Little Rel Howery, Chicago's own Little Rel Howery.
Oh, that's right, right.
They both did a phenomenal job as they're a partnership. Little Rel, he drives, and Rain is the paramedic in the back. It's about paramedics. It was written by a paramedic who lost a half a dozen colleagues to suicide.
Oh.
And so he wrote a script, and really to show the plight of paramedics. It's funny, it's touching. It's really an amazing movie. It's my opinion.
Yes.
Having seen a lot of Rainn Wilson movies, his best performance in anything outside of The Office.
Wow, I think he is a great actor who is not, to my mind, has not reached the level of stardom that is due him. Did you say, Steve Sarowitz, I want to do something special in September, or do people with whom you work and people who run the theater, was this kind of collaborative effort to put on a September, the likes of which I can't remember any theater doing in Chicago? Was it a collaborative thing?
It is just coincidence. It just happened to be
wow.
that we have actually, it's actually four straight weeks where a Wayfair film debuts. So three films in September, and then the first week of October comes the fourth one.
Wow.
And so it just so happens that we were producers or co-producers of several films that happened to be coming out. And it was pure coincidence because some of these films were made over a year ago.
Well, I think it's certainly going to heighten the profile of Landmark Theaters. Describe for me, because I'm like an idiot.
Wayfair, what am I talking about?
Yeah, Landmark's Landmark something else. Yeah, tell me. Oh, you're running AMC 21 East. Yeah, Wayfarer Theaters, excuse me. And Wayfarer Theaters is also the wayfarertheaters.com is the website. Describe the theaters. Is it a multi? Are there a number of theaters there? Is it one theater? Like an idiot, I've never... driven up there.
We invite you to, obviously. It's
yeah.
five theaters. We spent a couple million dollars remodeling it, and we actually took out a bar, made it into a cafe. We wanted a community gathering place, and so everything is very, very high quality. You'll see that when you know a lot of theaters are tired. You know, it's been a long road for theaters, and
oh, yeah.
we really wanted our theater to be the prettiest theater that you've ever seen.
Mm.
And then we have what's really amazing, we have our largest theater is 200, our smallest is 35.
Mm. And this September, this next month, at his Wayfarer Theaters in Highland Park, it is one great movie after another. We talked about the first one that's going to premiere on September 12th at 7 o'clock. It's called Code 3, starring Rainn Wilson. This second one, Steve, I don't know if you know me well enough. This is so up my alley, I can't believe it. It's a showing of The Senior. It's based on a true story. It's about a guy who, four decades after being kicked off his college football team, goes back for one last shot at the ending he deserved. It stars Michael Chiklis. That's just a great idea. Have you seen the movie yet?
Of course. Yeah, I was there on set. One little thing about Code 3 is that on September 12th,
yes,
at the premiere, both Little Rel Howery and Rainn Wilson will be there in person.
Oh.
So we're having a special premiere on the 12th.
See, I love that. I think that's a great thing. The more you can expose, you know, a movie is the result of the work of hundreds of people, and to be able to ask questions of people who were involved in making and or starring in the movie really gives people great, I think, insight into the strange business of making movies. Is Michael Chiklis going to be there at the September?
He's going to be there on the
17th.
Yeah, he's going to be there on the 17th, along with Mike Flint. So this is a real life story. This really happened. So Mike Flint is the real life guy, and he had 1 year of eligibility left, and he became a senior in college at 59. So it's got a play on words, and he legitimately made his football team.
It sounds fantastic. No, it sounds fabulous. I suppose it's a sort of serious comedy, or is it a serious film?
It's a drama. It's a great drama. Beautiful story. Michael Chiklis is a wonderful actor.
Yeah.
I'm so happy to have him at the theater. And, you know, just to have Mike Flint and Michael Chiklis both there, the real-life guy and the actor, is wonderful.
Do you know, Steve Sarewitz, what Mike Flint does now?
I think he might be a public speaker. He's also... He's about 75 now.
Wow.
He still beat me up. He's in great shape.
What a great
he's a wonderful guy. He's an evangelical Christian,
uh-huh,
which I know some people say is a bad thing, but he's a wonderful Christian gentleman, really kind and sweet and, just really nice guy.
Well, and Michael Chiklis is such an interesting actor. Do you remember when he was cast in that early John Belushi sort of biographical film, he got, there were people saying, you shouldn't do this, you'll never work again. And he has crafted a very interesting career. I think he was very courageous to take on that role. And he's crafted a very, very interesting career on film and in television. Now, the next one coming up, Steve Sarewitz, these are all so intriguing. The next one includes Scarlett Johansson's directorial debut. I did not know she was getting into directing films. It's a film called Eleanor the Great. This sounds pretty interesting, too, Steve.
Well, I met Scarlett Johansson, and it's hard when you meet your favorite actress ever.
Yeah.
And, it can only get worse from there. But I have to say, in the case of Scarlett, my opinion of her went up.
Yeah.
She was kind and thoughtful. And very, very competent. She treated the cast very well. She treated us very well. It was such a pleasure working with her. She's a real class act.
Yeah, she seems to be.
A very talented young director. And so we are just so pleased we had the opportunity to work with her.
And the movie is titled Eleanor the Great. Is it fiction, or is this another based on fact film?
This one is fictional, and it's got a lot of personal meaning to me. It's about a woman played by the great June Squibb,
mm-hmm,
94 years old, and she is she had a friend, and they lived together for many years, and her friend was a Holocaust survivor. And when her friend died, she took on her friend's story.
Oh, wow.
And so she's faking being a Holocaust survivor.
Oh,
and the reason why
this
one is particularly meaningful to me is because I lost 20 members of my family to the Holocaust, including my great-grandfather, who I'm named after.
Oh.
So it's really a meaningful film to me.
Well, it must be very moving. She is not she's not coming in for this, because I'd go up just to see her, frankly. I have to. I would. I'd
well,
go up just... I don't care about the movie. I just want to see.
I can't guarantee that she won't be there.
Okay. That's a good thing, Steve.
But she, as far as I know, she has no plans of coming. But we would love to have her, and she's welcome at my theater anytime.
Maybe one of these days. Maybe one of these days. And now, as an example of how you are a living, active part of the community, this one is being the one that starts on Thursday, October 3rd, in conjunction with Highwoods Pumpkin Fest, which is one of the – I have been to the Pumpkin Fest, and it's one of the most amazing, agricultural events I've ever seen. It's overwhelming. What's this movie about?
this is about a pumpkin growing contest, and it's a really charming film, and it's got some really interesting stars in it, including Hagrid in the new Harry Potter, the new Harry Potter himself. The aunt, I'm trying to think of what, oh gosh, I can't remember what TV show she's in, but she's very popular, and the young girl who is the star, who's an orphan, is just phenomenal. So it's a story about a young girl who's orphaned, and she's adopted by her aunt, and her aunt is kind of grumpy, and it's really how she grows on her aunt, and it reminds me of an old Disney film, very charming, very funny, kind of in a slapstick way, but really sweet. And when you think about like the stuff that you see around Halloween, it's all horror and
slasher. Oh God, yeah,
this is
a
sweet movie. The only thing that gets hurt in the movie is a pumpkin, a couple pumpkins, but people don't. And so it's a very sweet movie. What I used to see when I was a kid from Disney, and the kind of things we really don't see, an original, funny film that's sweet and you can take your kids to and not worry about.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you've been listening to my friend Steve Sarowitz just talking about what's coming up at the Wayfarer Theaters in Highland Park during the month of September and into October, you should have your entertainment early fall already set. Steve, I could not be more impressed with this lineup. And I know that movie theaters are struggling, and most places are just in it for the money. But you're having some of the participants come in for live, Q&As is fabulous. I mean, you'll have Rainn Wilson and Lorraine Howery on September 12th. Michael Chiklis and Mike Flynn. Mike Flynn's a guy I would love to meet too. That's on September 17th. You can, ladies and gentlemen, get every bit of information about this by going to wayfarertheaters.com. Steve, what you're doing is great. I know it is your life's work. It's more than movies. Someday, if you have the time, we can do an 8-hour radio show talking about all that you do. But it's an ongoing pleasure to know you.
Do I have a second to say one more thing we're doing?
Yes.
So tonight, we have the incredible Daryl Davis, which is really fitting when you talk about what I do, because a lot of what I do is I fight for justice and unity for all humanity. So I fight for women's rights and against racism, and Daryl Davis is a personal hero I've become friends with, and he is appearing at the theater. And Daryl Davis is a black man who is very famous for getting 200 people out of the KKK, essentially
loving them out of
the KKK.
He's at the theater tonight, you say?
Yes, I'm actually moderating, so my next stop is I'm headed right from here to go to the theater and moderate with my friend Daryl Davis.
You have quite a life, but you're making it yourself, and you are the ripple effects to other people out there. Steve, it's an ongoing pleasure to know you. I will be up there, Scarlett Johansson or no Scarlett Johansson. How's that sound?
I would love to have you. Just call me before you come up, and I'll make sure I'm there.
I would love to see you again. Take care, and congratulations on this. This just sounds fabulous. I'll mention it again on the air maybe next Sunday. Take care, and thanks for doing what you do.
And you as well. Appreciate the work you do. Have a great night.
Thank you.